How I Fell in Love with Gone Wild Audio, written and performed by RMP792. The sound of her voice. As we grow up, we all have a moment when we fall in love for the first time. I'm not talking about the first person you kissed or went out with. I'm talking about the celebrity crush, that man or woman on the other side of a screen, someone who started to awaken your sexuality. Mine was unusual, though I suspect it's growing ever more common. She was a character in a video game. I won't tell you which one, but it was 2003, so it wasn't exactly the graphics that drew me to her. No, it was the voice. An exceptional performance with fantastic writing that truly made me fall in love with the character, and by extension, the actress who played her. That really should have been my first hint, but it was quite a while later that I realised that, to me, the most attractive part of a woman is not something that can be seen, but what can be heard. The human voice is a deeply sexy thing, and is often unappreciated. But not everywhere. There's one strange and wonderful part of the internet where audiophiles congregate to worship at the altar of audio smut. And that place is Reddit. No, wait, come back. I promise I'm being serious. Reddit might have a justifiably dodgy reputation sometimes, but if you can find the right part of it, you can find some amazing things. Gone Wild Audio is one of those things. The Gone Wild Audio community. I've spent most of my life listening to audio dramas, from the BBC to a dozen others, and I realised a long time ago that audio has one massive advantage over visual media. Budget. With an audio drama, it doesn't matter if the setting is a normal living room or a vast alien world. The characters could be men and women just like you and me, or mythical creatures that cause madness when seen. As long as the voices and the sound effects are right, the listener's imagination does the rest. This is especially true of porn. I'm a big lover of history, of fantasy, of science fiction, and these things tend not to turn up much in traditional porn. Or when they do, they're fairly cringe-inducing. In audio form, however, the same constraints don't exist. Much like published erotica, the only limits become the imagination and quality of the performance and the writing. And these audios can take many forms. Some performers favour a narrative style, where they tell a story, much like Girl on the Net when she records her own blog posts. Others favour the so-called ramble fab, where they record themselves masturbating while talking about their actions or their fantasies. Most are like me, and favour a style more akin to an audio drama, where they talk as if having a conversation, usually with a silent participant that the listener takes the role of. This can create one heck of an erotic experience, especially if you really take the time to relax and enjoy it. I've even been known to blindfold myself on occasion, usually when I fancy a treat. In my relatively short time as a contributing member of the community, I have been many things. A slightly nervous nobleman, a noble knight, the captain of a steampunk airship, a Second World War fighter pilot, and a dragon. I'm actually kind of proud of that last one, especially since I figured out exactly how a dragon could have sex with a human woman, and why. But beyond that, the community is filled with wonderful, creative people, and it caters to a wide variety of tastes. All posts are tagged with a gender identifier for both the performer and the suggested listener. M for F, for example, indicates a male performer and a female listener. And while M for M or F for F content is rarer, it does absolutely exist. It's also not unusual to see the T gender tag for a person of non-binary gender. Again, they are rarer, but the community is a very welcoming place. And if you're not into performing, there are many people who write scripts for others to perform instead. That's where I started myself, and one day I decided that since the idea I had was for an M4F script, I should probably record it myself. The question, of course, you have to be asking yourself is, why exactly am I telling you this? Well, honestly, when I pitched this idea, it was for fairly shameless self-promotion, but somewhere along the way I realised that this community means a hell of a lot more than just me. I want to introduce you to something that I have come to love. And if it's up your alley as well, then great. And if not, no harm done. If anything I've said here has piqued your interest, check it out at Reddit's Gone Wild Audio. Find something that appeals, close your eyes, and enjoy.